All right. So we are recording. Here we are. So let me just get rid of some of these pop-up windows. You're welcome, Don. So we're here for something genuine. And as usual, I haven't written down the name of the program. I know. Actually, this the one tonight was recommended to us by our own Ron Rates. He sent it to me a couple weeks ago and said, "Let's listen to this one." So, it's a fun one. It's on your vibration. Why raising your vibration increases serendipity is the name of it. And the woman who's speaking, what's her name, Dawn? You'd think this is Dawn's program, wouldn't you? It's Joanne something, right? I sent this to Dawn earlier so she could play it for us because I wasn't sure about my bandwidth. So I'm going to advise you guys, as I usually do, to take notes. They don't have to. Her name's Joanna McEwen. Your notes don't have to be extensive, but if you have a little piece of paper there, you can jot some notes down on. It'll jog your memory later when we go to talk about this. Otherwise, we kind of just get a little lost and just go, "Ooh, that was really good. Can't remember what she said, but wasn't that great?" So, yeah, so the note-taking helps me. And Kathy's ready. She's got her notes ready. Sean is waving hers. Good girls. Way to go. George is ready. All right. And Connie's like nowhere on site, so I don't know where she is. So come on back, Connie, so you don't miss the program. So, and Cheryl's gone too. Let's wait just one second before you start playing that, Dawn, if you don't mind. I send people off for notes and then I'm like, where are they? So, this will be a fun one. And I'm sure Ron told me, some time ago that, this program falls right during their dinner time. So he normally has to listen to these afterwards. There's Connie. Hey, Connie. Not what we were talking about you or anything, but we were. and I don't know about Cheryl. So, I think we should probably let it roll. I'm all out of banter.
Serendipity. What a beautiful word. Conjuring part serene sailing with a hint of good-natured fun. Serendipity. That chance beneficial meeting. The unexpected conversation that provides just the answer you're looking for. The perfectly timed taxi ride that takes you past the cinema showing the film you've been wanting to see, where you accidentally knock over somebody else's popcorn who turns out to be the boy from school who you used to have a crush on. And guess what? A year later, you're happily married. Serendipity. So if that is serendipity in action, how does it work? How does it work? Are there higher powers directing the details of our lives? Or is it just a random coincidence of events? Is there anything we can do to enhance the occurrences of these positive events? It is my proposition today that whilst life throws many events our way, some positive, some challenging, we have within ourselves the power and possibility to create an environment that enhances the probability of these fortunate events that make our lives a little more plain sailing and a lot more fun. Before we continue, I would like to explain that I am a qualified and experienced sound therapist. I have studied spiritual and scientific texts as they relate to sound and vibration. Some of the things I'm going to talk about today might initially sound impossible, but I would ask you to suspend your disbelief and remember in the words of the author Paulo Coelho, people never learn by being told, they have to find out for themselves. It's about taking my words today and relating them to your own experience. And if enough truth resonates for you, go out and experience it for yourself. Find out if it holds true for you. To understand why I believe we are able to create and influence serendipitous events, I would like you to consider that we live in a vibrational universe. You are a vibrational being whose cells and organs all pulsate at a particular frequency. Our brain pulsates with electromagnetic energy affected by our emotions, our health, and our general state of well-being. Our body contracts and pulses at various rates, including your heartbeat, your stomach contracting, and the very act of breathing. Together, they make up you, a composite of frequencies, and so we each vibrate to our own personal tune. Disease, depression, negative behavior patterns, these are all symptoms of a body and mind being out of tune, quite literally. Not only do our bodies vibrate on a cellular level, these vibrations do not end with the skin, but instead continue out into space on a vibratory continuum, being connected by an energy field or a matrix of waves. I'd like you to rub your hands together really fast and then hold them a couple of millimeters away from each other. Can you feel a slight resistance? That is energy. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to find the secret of the universe, you need to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. If an energetic force is struck at the same resonant frequency as another object in a vicinity, the vibrations will cause the second object to begin vibrating. In terms of how you experience the world, the energy and vibration you give off is met and reflected back. We can feel this on an emotional level when we say that somebody's on our wavelength or we feel in tune with a personal situation. Why is this important? Well, if your internal vibration is one of anxiety, depression, anger, the life experience that you have may very well provide you with people and situations that reflect this back at you, thereby reinforcing the feeling and so creating a circuitous negative experience of life. It's a bit like tuning into different radio waves. Depending on what frequency you emit, will decide on what station you pick up. Therefore, if we can raise and enhance our internal vibration, we can create a situation that reflects back a more positive experience of life. So, how do we create that shift? Ancient teachings' view of how the world is created is through sound. Whilst the truth of these views can be debated, what is clear from modern research, sound can at the very least affect matter. In the 18th century, Ernest Chladni put sand onto a glass plate and vibrated it with a violin bow. The sand was pulled into creative and beautiful symmetric patterns. This work has been continued with the invention of the cymoscope by John Reed, who uses water as a surface membrane in which to imprint sound and create a digital representation of sound and vibration. In the following video clip, you will see the sound and vibration as represented on the cymoscope of a singing bowl, much like the one I have here. As you can hear, the bowl has rich and complex harmonics. Notice the symmetrical shapes and the similarities to those found in sacred geometry and within the harmonious shapes found in nature. Through the study of microcymatics and sonocytology, we are now able to hear the difference between a healthy and unhealthy cell. According to Gardner Snook of Manchester University, the difference between a healthy cell and a cancerous cell is like two very large orchestras all playing their instruments at the same time. But in the cancerous orchestra, the tuba is horribly out of tune. In the following two clips, you can hear the difference between the healthy pulsations of a yeast cell and the high-pitched frequency of one that is stressed. Notice the distortions as represented on the thymoscope of the one that is stressed. Through the latest experiments using microcymatics, it has been suggested that through the principle of entrainment, whereby a more powerful frequency causes a weaker frequency to synchronize with it, we can excite the membrane of a cell into coherent geometrical patterns. Therefore, if we direct harmonious sound towards our bodies, we are able to bring our cells into their own optimum frequency. Not only do we vibrate on a cellular level, our consciousness, our thoughts and emotions all have their own energetic imprint. Masaru Emoto, in his book, The Secret Life of Water, exposed water to harmonious sounds, healing thoughts and prayer, as well as dissonant music and negative thoughts. He then froze the water and took photographs of the water crystals. The water that had been exposed to the harmonious sounds and a healing thoughts and prayer created beautiful and geometric water crystals, and those that didn't were misshapen or not present at all. Many scientists and philosophers have pondered, where does consciousness and our thoughts arise from? Whether you believe this is from a God-given source or from somewhere deep inside the brain, latest research has discovered that it is through our bodily responses to it, is in quantum vibrations found in microtubules within brain neurons. Therefore, as we have already found out, if by putting harmonious thoughts into our brains, we can turn our perceptions and our thoughts from chaos to beauty. We've all used music to calm and energize ourselves, whether it is dance music on a Saturday night or down-tempo jazz on a Sunday. Pachelbel's Canon was my go-to when in the throes of teenage angst. I have subsequently discovered that the perfect fifth harmonic, as found in Baroque music, is one of the most healing harmonic arrangements there is, being both expansive and stable. By creating a steady rhythm through the use of Baroque music, toning a single vowel, or through the use of a gong, a Himalayan bowl, or through a mother singing a lullaby to her child, a steady rhythm can be created that allows the mind to latch onto it, slow down, and relax. The left and right hemispheres of the brain begin to resonate to a steady rhythm, bringing together the more linear left side with a more emotional and creative right. The subconscious and unconscious minds become aligned. Unresolved issues are released, and you become more vibrationally coherent and increasingly powerful. When we say that somebody is charismatic, what we are feeling is their personal vibration. When this happens, life starts to flow and those serendipitous moments increase. Why? Einstein quoted as saying, "We cannot solve problems using the same kind of thinking we had when we created them." By creating a more coherent and harmonizing on our bodies and our thoughts, we can change our thoughts and change the way we perceive the world. We start to see the world through a truthful lens, being curious of the opportunities presented to us. We respond creatively to situations, taking action that perhaps others might not, and perhaps we have not done in the past. It is at this moment, those serendipitous moments that seem so random and elusive start to become more frequent and expected. Because not only are we tuned into a more enjoyable radio station, we become less passive and more active at steering our course, whereby we can live a life more expansive and increasingly joy-filled. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you for playing that, Dawn. Ruby wanted to know the name of the TED Talk, and Dawn typed it a while ago. Maybe I can find it and read it to you, Ruby. Why raising your vibration increases. I can't talk either. Serendipity. I caught it from Dawn. Excuse me. Why raising your vibration increases serendipity. Joanna McEwen. I'm going to see if I can copy that and repost it. Well, let me copy it. Okay. So, who would like to comment? Cheryl, come on down.
Okay, so Shauna and I both want to share. So I was just sharing with Shauna that Out of the Matrix program that I would do many, many moons ago, like 2010, I think it was, 2011. And then I eventually taught that in the school systems in Cleveland. We actually, part of that clip, we actually taught high school students about changing their thoughts and changing their world. And it had a lot to do with the Dr. Kimoto, or with the images of the water.
Yes.
So, and also, you know, it involves me also practicing the Ho'oponopono prayer. And it goes in alignment with that very exercise and very, you know, it's all about the same. Definitely, I felt a shift in changing my vibration when I was practicing Ho'oponopono and positive thoughts. Changing my mind about that. All right, cool. Shauna wants to talk.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Hello.
Hi, Shauna.
One of the first notes I wrote down is we don't learn by listening, but by finding out for ourselves or from direct experience. And that's certainly one of our teachings. And then the vibrational output will reflect back what vibrational frequency I'm experiencing. So that's like the loop of perception.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the loop? Can you tell us?
What I think, I see. What I see, I experience. What I experience, I think. Like a name on that one?
You got a name on that one. That's great. Thanks, Shauna.
Sure. And then I just love the water experiments that that Cheryl just mentioned. Those were just beautiful. Did you see how ugly the one was when the person thought, "I'm going to kill you and I hate you"? Oh my gosh! Compared to the beautiful crystal ones of "I love you," that's such a beautiful example of what our minds can do. And then can't solve a problem with the same thought that created them. That's awfully A Course in Miracles, isn't it? That's one of the basic teachings. I love it. Change our thoughts and change our experience. So thank you. I thought that was very interesting.
That was great. Thank you, Shauna, for sharing. Hey, did you recognize the water things from the water pictures from What the Bleep?
Oh yes, that's where we've seen it before.
Yeah, that's the first time that I had seen them was in What the Bleep. Yeah. My computer tells me I'm unstable, but I knew that. No, it says my internet's unstable, but same thing. Let's see. Yes, Dawn has her hand up. Yes, Dawn, please.
Okay, so one, I'm going to tell on myself, and two, what she said is so true. And I'm like, oh God, this is divine timing. And I'm living proof right now. She said something. She said, sound effects matter. So what came up for me is I had a couple of traumatic days. There was a lesson in this belief that keeps coming up for me about rejection. It wasn't about my son. It was a totally unrelated event. It was a whole nother thing that came up. And so a lot, an immense amount of rage came up. And I didn't yell at anyone, but in the past, sometimes to process this, I use the primal scream therapy of just trying to get it out, just to let it out. And I overdid it big time. I mean, there was just so much rage inside me. I mean, if you could see the back of my throat right now, I'm living proof that sound effects matter. That is why I sound bad. This is not a cold. This is, well, I don't know if you call it a sickness. It might, if rage is a sickness, then yes. But I did this to myself by using sound, but overdoing it. So yeah, she's right. Sound does affect matter.
That's great, Dawn. I think that's great. I mean, thank you for that great story. I don't know about your voice. Hopefully it'll come back online soon. Yeah, we'll see, I guess. What do they say, honey and brandy? You like the brandy part, huh? Yeah. Yeah, there's some home remedy that singers use for their voices. I think that's it. Anyhow. Yeah, easy on the brandy. Good. Who else would like to share about the talk? Raising your level of vibration. I don't know the name of the talk. Isn't that funny? One of these days I'm going to write these down. Why raising your vibration increases serendipity. What's the name of the talk?
Joanne has her hand up.
Yes, Joanne.
Hi, everybody. Long time no talking. Yeah, I just came into this, and it's interesting, the segment that you're on about sound. I recently went to these crystal bowls. It was like a Tibetan bowl healing session, and it was amazing. You laid down, and when the lady spun the bowl or whatever, she has like a wand and she makes a noise, and I could feel like this cord inside of me, like right in my core, like oh my God, it activated it. And afterwards I felt really relaxed and really good. You know, so there's definitely something to it. And many years ago I had a hysterectomy, and I was in the hospital, and I was you know, all stapled and across my abdomen, and you know, they took away the painkillers after a couple days, and I had a tape. It was a cassette tape, and it was harmonic resonance. And I listened to it, and it really, really did make me calm, and I believe it helped me heal. And the doctor came in to check on me, and he's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm listening, you know, to this music." And he's like, "Does it work?" And I said, "Yes, absolutely." So that was, you know, who knows, 25 years ago. But I also thought when you're talking about when she showed the molecules of the water and everything, if you think about animals, now I've done a lot of work with rescuing dogs, and there are just like some animals are just like no matter what you do, that, you know, they're just they've just been so abused and so put down that it's almost like it's just weaved into every fiber of their being. So, you know, somebody tells you you're no good, you know, and obviously the same thing with people. That's probably how we have some of the serial killers that we have today. But anyways, yes, there's definitely something to it, and nice to see you guys. Letting go.
Nice to see you. Thank you, Joanne. When I listened to this, and then again when Joanne was just speaking, or when I listened to it earlier today, and then when Joanne was just speaking, it came up for me again. I remembered the teaching Regina does on the code, and she talks about our vibrational levels and how we and Shauna spoke about the perceptual loop a moment ago, or the experiential loop, but this is the same idea on a greater scale. It's like what you feed in is what, you know, ends up in the product, is what you get back out, and so the thoughts that we feed into the collective consciousness, if you will, are the thoughts that come back out of the consciousness. But that as we raise our thoughts in vibration, we raise ourselves to a higher level, so that within this collective of thoughts, we're able to access a higher vibrational thought by choosing that higher vibrational thought every chance we get. We like bootstrap ourselves up into a higher experience of the thoughts that are available within collective consciousness. Now, that was a really convoluted way to say that. Did anybody follow that? Does anybody recall that teaching? Yeah, good. Let's see what else was in there. Thought it was interesting. She said that diseases and depression were a result of being of the body being out of tune, so to speak. While I think the science on this stuff is questioned, in fact, I may speak about that in a moment. I think that there's some real validity to what the woman was sharing with us. She talked about a second object vibrating at a similar frequency with the vibration of, you know, it's like when you tune a guitar, right? The strings will vibrate that's how the tuning is done, is my understanding. They'll vibrate at the same rate of frequency. I'm speaking beyond my ability to speak, beyond my knowledge. I know Jay spoke about this, several weeks ago, 2-3 months ago. I see Jay just entered the room. But certainly things, when the strings on a guitar are plugged, for example, another guitar in the same room will vibrate at that same frequency. So that these frequencies do affect the way each other act. There is an interaction in that frequency. I also liked her analogy. She said it's like tuning into different radio waves, depending on the frequency you're vibrating at. And again, it's this analogy with whatever vibrational thoughts you want to tune into. Again, Regina has used this before. She says it's like there's a inner wisdom or Holy Spirit and thoughts, vibration, and there's ego thoughts or vibration. And you can tune into one radio station or the other, right, depending on where you place yourself in that, and you place yourself within that frequency. You tune into one or the other by aligning yourself, by tuning yourself to the vibrational thoughts, by bringing yourself into line with whatever vibration you want to resonate with. So you can think ego thoughts and have an ego existence. You can think the thoughts of God. You can think the thoughts of Holy Spirit, inner wisdom, and have that kind of experience. And again, it's wherever you want to place yourself on that vibrational spectrum. I love the Chalani plates. where that was the sand on the plates that made those geometric patterns that were reminiscent of the stained glass and the other sacred symbols she talked about. And I've seen those same things, seen films of those same things with water, on like, seems like not like maybe on a tambourine or on some kind of snare drum or something, you know, where the water's dancing in different patterns in tune with the sound. Also appreciated her talking about, and I think we saw this in a TED Talk we saw a few weeks ago. She talked about the fact that we're now able to hear the difference between a healthy cell and an unhealthy cell. And yeah, so there's some kind of sonogram or some devices that can make that distinction, which I think is just really, really cool. So that's all I got. I know I've told you everything I know. Who else would like to share? Everything I told you, everything I don't know. Who else would like to share? Yeah, George.
Okay, well, it's, you know, the thought occurs to me that our thoughts create vibrations. You know, if we're in that vibration of anger or sadness or fear, then we're at a lower vibrational level, as opposed to thinking thoughts of spirit and allowing and what have you. So, I mean, this is not my area either, but that's what occurs to me is if as we raise our vibrational levels, it has an effect upon what's going on around us. So that's it.
That's cool. Thank you, George. Well said. Hey, Lulu, haven't seen you for a while. How are you?
Hello. Good to be with. What comes to mind for me as a guitar player, I am a fan of the Indigo Girls and seen them probably over 10 times. And
wow.
They play acoustic guitars for the most part. And after every song, their guitar techs come in with a fresh, newly tuned guitar, because that's how fast acoustic guitars go out of tune. So, and I was like, I play, and, you know, you got to keep that thing in tune, man. It goes out fast. And I saw, like, you know, ego, mind being out of tune, you know? And, you know, she didn't, you know, we talk about purification, you know? So, you know, I think there is a point where, you know, like she obviously didn't go there, you know, she just was talking about, you know, my energy, what I wrote down was, I got my notes.
Yeah.
Tesla, my energy frequency vibration is met and reflected back. Raise our internal vibe. And what came to me is the point of decision. I think as we go along and we purify, and we're willing to feel the feelings and you know, because some people seem to have deeper things to go through than others. I don't know. You know, I think I don't know if that's true, but for me, Dawn, thank you for your honesty. I spent a lot of today crying my eyes out and just loving myself through and letting the false beliefs come up. Today. And you know what? The joy always returns, you know? So what am I trying to say? Just, you know, I see that, you know, I want to be able to say that we can just say, oh gosh, guitar's out of tune. Give me like a couple minutes, guys. I got to tune her up, you know? But it seems, and I can see that that's where we're going. But I, you know, it does say in the 50 Miracle Principles, purification is necessary. And so I don't want to like take it as like there's something wrong that, you know, the out of tune comes from me. I want to take it as a gift that, okay, I guess there's some presencing to do, you know, there's some purifying to do. But I have noticed that sometimes it takes a little longer than others, and sometimes, you know, I just want to honor it. I don't want to metaphysically ghost And just in her intro, I think it was in the intro, honor the passing of the false belief, I guess, is what making time for it. I liked how she said, a clear understanding of what has always been true. She talked about serendipity, the chance meetings, the power to create the environment of smooth sailing and fun. We have to find out for ourselves, direct experience. And I just want to close with this, you know, as a musician, since I was 11, I think music has like always just like looked out for me as a guardian angel, because I've, you know, the thoughts that I've experienced and the beliefs have been pretty harsh and taking things personally, and until, I don't know, whatever. I just am so grateful for sound and music. And I got a song on Friday because I had a feeling there was a lot of purification coming up this weekend. And I got a song this on Friday. It was like, because I have a friend who heard a song, like, or was given a song, and she listened to it, like, I don't know how many times, but all the emotions came up, and she was, and they were, like, gone. So the song that I got this weekend and has been so helpful to the purification process is a song by Kelly Clarkson. And if you can see the original video, it's friggin' phenomenal, man. Like, that were, you know, anyway, it's called Invincible. And it, I see it as serendipity that, girl, you're going deep and it's all good. You are with, and you have witnesses and love and compassion and kindness all around you. So thanks, guys. Good to be with.
That was awesome. Thank you, Lulu. Nice to see you. Yeah. Willingness, amen.
Good to see you too, Jacqueline.
Yeah, thanks. Who else would like to share?
I just wanted to say that I liked the part where she said direct, you know, she gave a simple sentence to me that turned into what I can consider a practice, and it's a simple practice. And she said, you know, direct harmonious sound towards the body, which is kind of just what Lulu was talking about. But it feels like a practice, because sometimes when I'm feeling down, I'll put music on, and it always changes how I feel. And so I think it's something that's such a simple bit of advice, but if it can change a mindset from depression to, you know, where you're boogieing around in the kitchen and, you know, enjoying your day and deciding, hey, this is a much nicer place to be. That's a simple thing to do. That's just such a simple thing to do. And it's, when you were sharing the other day, on Wednesday, Jacqueline, with your meditation, meditations from Lot Kelly, the music you were sharing during that was, for me, an example of that. Mm-hmm. It just takes the meditation to another place for me. There's that sense of calm and relaxation and settling in, and the willingness to sit without feeling antsy. Music can do that. So I appreciate it. I don't know how you compiled that particular.
Well, I will tell you this. I'll share this with you. It's Dan Gibson, Relax Peacefully is the name of the album, and you can find it on YouTube.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
I think I've heard that name before. I may have heard some of his music before, because the name seems very familiar.
Got a lot of good stuff, yeah.
Very much so. And I want to tell you again how much I enjoyed that. So I really appreciate you doing those meditations during your time it just feels like an extra time to practice and be quiet and using sound as like a little booster, so to speak. So yeah. At any rate, I'm giving up the mic. Thanks.
That's great. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate all your lovely comments. There's a couple of things that I want to say in response to what you girls just said. One is she was talking about as a teen filled with angst, she was listening to, I didn't recognize it, but it sounded like, you know, classical music or something. I'm like, oh, really? It's not what I used as a teen. but you really get that what you said, what you were talking about, Kathy, that idea of it being a boost, because we've all done it all our lives. We've resonated to different music, and, you know, and that music will change depending on our moods, and our moods will change depending on the music. I too have had a long relationship with music in that way. And I wanted to mention that for quite some time, I would wake up in the morning and Holy Spirit would have a new song for me. And that song would have some kind of message, you know, that was helpful for me to hear at that time. That it happens occasionally now, but it used to happen like every morning. I would wake up with a different song playing for me. And I want to mention one more thing about this whole music, sound, body healing connection. And that is last night, you know, we're in the middle of moving. Oh, my gosh, you should see the house. No, you don't want to. It's awful. But anyway... Yeah, really, it's awful. But exhausted, you know, we fell into our chairs after eating dinner here and turned on Netflix found there's a documentary on, gosh, please don't go out of my head, but oh, there it is, it's back, on Leonard Cohen. That's his name, right? He wrote Hallelujah. Yeah. And all these beautiful, beautiful songs. And a couple weeks ago, we had run across him and his music, and we had done our own little documentary. We watched, you know, this on YouTube and that on YouTube and this. And then so I was really surprised to run across this last night on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, please see it. I'm Your Man is the name of the documentary. He became a Zen monk. He hung out with Janis Joplin and all those guys and girls in the early years for rock and roll. We saw him with Joan Collins when we were doing our little YouTube sampler the other night. He's got incredible music, and I could feel that resonance. Just, you know, it's holy, 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 holy. You know, and again, it's not because necessarily I was having holy thoughts. it felt more like this vibrational resonance that we're talking about, this harmonic resonance. And it's just an amazing way to transmit, knowledge, but certainly mood from one human being to another. But there's certainly a transmission that goes on in music, in sharing music. So I appreciate what you guys have had to say about that. Who else would like to talk about, anything sound related, anything vibrational related, anything TED Talk related?
Joanne has her hand up.
Who does?
Joanne.
Ah, Joanne. Joanne, go ahead.
Hello again. There was a few things. One thing was when you were talking right after I spoke about always going to the highest level of your vibration, and then that'll bring you to another higher level of vibration. That's like a Bentino Massaro. He teaches that. He has like a YouTube video on that, like a 10 or 15 minute one where it explains it pretty clearly. But it's funny that you're talking about this, because I was having a lazy, like really mellow day, and I had like super low energy, and I decided, well, I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to relax. I'm not going to do anything. And then I decided to get something to eat. And I started cooking, and I'm in a new apartment, and something went like off the stove, and it went in between the wall and the stove. And so I swept it out, and I saw a little bit of mouse poop, and I went like, all of a sudden my whole energy just completely changed, and I could feel my body like buzzing, and I'm like, I just went into like total, you know, I don't want to say assault mode on a mouse, but I just go into like a total militant way of being, like where I have one objective, and that's to make sure that that mouse is gone, you know? So I mean, obviously I find myself ripping the stove out, and then I'm under there, I'm cleaning underneath it, and then I'm probing around for where it could get in. Then I run to the store, I get dryer sheets, I got sponges, I'm cutting them up with scissors, I'm shoving stuff, I mean, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, where the hell did this energy come from? And it was all because I saw a little bit of mouse poop, you know. it was like a full-on assault, you know. But I could feel the body buzzing, and it was energy. I'm like, well, geez, this is motivation. Now I'm right away. But I know, it is. It's crazy. I'm glad you find it funny.
Right, I'm thinking, like, you need to just bottle that mouse poop up for all of us and send it to all of us, so we'll all have energy like that.
No, it was insane. But you reminded me what I do. A lot of times I wake up in the morning and I put on classical music. When I was in nursing school, nursing school was very cruel. And we'd start nursing school at 7 o'clock in the morning. And on days when we had exams, which was usually like twice a week, as soon as you walk in, there's no talking. You sit down, they hand you a pencil and the paper, and you take an exam. It's like, who can take an exam at 7 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean? And so one of the teachers that I was close with, she's like, just listen to classical music when you're driving in. You know, she's like, it's going to help you. There's no way you can, you know, have time in the morning to prep for these tests, you know. And so that was when I started my love of classical music. So a lot of times I just listen to classical music, and I never thought I would, but honestly, I it's my favorite music. I don't know what I'm listening to. I can't say, you know, what it is exactly specifically, but I just like the sound and I just go with it. But there's definitely a lot to sound, and it's just another vibration. The vibrations are all around us, and it's just all part of this dream picture that we're dreaming. And then on the other side of it, like, I noticed that if I have like repressed anger, like say I'm like in a work situation and somebody makes me angry, and it's not like I can just, you know, drop everything I'm doing and just like confront people, you know, and be like, what did you mean by that exactly? You know, and I'll internalize. And again, I can feel the heat. I can feel it. And I can see the other people, like they're like a little bit of like afraid in a way, is for lack of a better word. They feel the energy, and it scares them a little bit. It's almost like, you know, you kind of pat myself on the back and say, geez, I got to have a little bit of personal power here, because these people they're feeling the heat, you know? And I also have a younger brother who is a bit eccentric. He's like a introverted intellectual, and sometimes he has some like very dark energy. And I've noticed, like in the past, when he would come to my home, that he would like change the energy in the house. Like, I would be laughing, having a lot of fun, and, you know, carrying on doing whatever it was I was doing, and this kid would come into the house. And all of a sudden now it was like dark and still, and it was uneasy. And I was like, wow, like can't believe that he was able to do that, you know? It's almost like you wait for them to leave and you can air the house out again. anyways, it's interesting. And I think, the more I grow, the more sensitive I am to these things and definitely pick up on it. Okay, letting go of the mic.
Thank you, Joanne. That was delightful. It was funny and informative. we didn't find out if you found the mouse. Did you find the mouse? No.
No, I didn't find the mouse, but the mouse is on alert. It's like, if you didn't get out of here, there's going to be a problem because I blocked any way to get out. I'm assuming, I've lived here about 2 months and I keep my eyes peeled for things like this. And it's the first evidence I've seen. So I must have dropped something when I was cooking and, gave it an opportunity to come. This apartment, it's on a slab. And they can find their way in. So what I'm going to do, I plugged all any potential holes and I'm just going to eliminate any opportunity for them, you know. No garbage, nothing in the sink, no dirty dishes. You know, if they like bleach and vinegar, then they can come in because that's all they're going to get. All right, now sure. Let go.
Thank you.
One way to keep your place clean, right?
Yeah, right. That's great. Cheryl, did you want to share?
I don't know if I can top that, Joanne, but that was really good. That we've been giggling over here. I did want to mention that yesterday I sat for quite a while and did some managing on my playlists in YouTube. So I did listen to quite a bit of music yesterday and listened to a few videos of Muji and, other people too. But I just noticed, you know, just by sitting and being still and it was beautiful, actually. It was a beautiful experience because I was feeling, I actually put an ecstatic dance playlist together.
Yay!
Which is really fun. I had a lot of fun doing it. And then I also did a playlist for Hal. So it was just a really great afternoon yesterday. And I definitely felt the vibration shifting. You know, there was a little bit of sadness when I was thinking of Hal, but I was like, oh, this is a beautiful song. This reminds me of him or reminds me of the talk we had or whatever. And then in general, you know, a friend passing, that kind of thing. But then I would switch to something else and playing around with all of these playlists that I have. And it was really a lot of fun. So definitely there is a lot of great value with being in tune with listening to the kind of music that really resonates with you. Because my heart was in a really good place yesterday.
Sweet.
I really did enjoy today's clip. So I will make a point to come in, Jacqueline. You've been asking me to, and I kind of like, I even saw the word TED on there, but I'm like, what program is this? I'm like, oh,
Ted. I don't know any Ted.
All right, I'll let you go and let you finish.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. I just want to say hello to Michelle. Hey, Michelle, nice to see you. Yeah, and I want to thank all of you all for being here. I want to thank Ron for suggesting tonight's video. So, Ron, you'll have to pick it up on the recording. Again, it was, I'm going to read you the name of it. It was Why Raising Your Vibration Increases Serendipity by Joanna McEwen. So, I'm going to let go of the mic. Actually, we have 1 minute left. I'm going to turn over to Ron. Ron, what do you want to say about the video?
Oh, wow. It got me. I watched it in the middle of last week. It was just, to me, it's just so interesting how all these.
Anybody hear Ron?
Oops.
There he is. My bad.
You now?
I hear you.
Okay. Sorry.
No, me.
To me, it was just, again, amazing how these different things all kind of come together from, from the different perspectives of people that have spiritual and non-spiritual experiences. Truth is still truth. And these things show up, and there are people that are staying curious about why these things show up, as opposed to trying to fit them into, whether you want to call it the Newtonian physics box or whatever, that can't explain and just go, well, who knows? We don't get it. You know, experts can't tell us why. We can't scientifically prove it in the lab, so it can't be. So it's just nice to see a lot of openness to that.
Cool. Again, thank you for sharing it with us, Ron. Yeah, I appreciate it. And I know we're over Dawn now by a minute, but let me just give a plug and say, anybody who runs across a TED Talk that they enjoy and think the community would enjoy, please pass that on to me, and we'll play it here on a Sunday on this program. Okay, love you guys. Thank you, and I'll see you in half an hour for our set song.